we go with that for the Oakland Patriots. Number 10, Ryan Gibbons will get the start tonight. 5'11 sophomore guard. Number 11, Josh House, a 5'9 junior guard. Number 20, Brody Laws, a 6'4 senior forward. Number 23, Emmanuel Smith, a 6'2 sophomore guard. And number 34, Kyle Oliver, a 6'4 freshman forward. That's your starting lineup for Oakland. For Shelbyville, getting the start tonight, number 3, Braden Ward, a 6'4 sophomore forward. Ward. Number 22, Holt Parson, a 5'11 junior guard. Number 10, Christian Hale, a 6'3 senior guard. Tyron Wilkerson, a 6'4 junior forward. And number 24, Hua Allen, a 5'10 senior guard. So Hale, Allen, Parson, Wilkerson, Ward for Shelbyville, Smith, Laws, House, Gibbons, and Oliver for the Oakland Patriots. And a premature tip. We're going to do it all over again. Ready here for the boys' contest. Shelbyville, Oakland. Ball is tipped, pulled down by Laws, and we're underway. Oakland has the ball, moving left to right. As we see it, are the Patriots clad in the road red uniforms trimmed in navy and white. Backdoor pass goes down low, and Kyle Oliver, the recipient of a great pass, and finishes it off for the two-point play.
That's a great give and go, backdoor, and just work to perfection.
Full court pressure. Ward finally gets it up the floor. In the corner, going baseline is Allen. Streaks in there, gets free, and scores.
Nobody picked him up as he drove the baseline. Nobody.
So we're tied at two apiece. We've played 40 seconds here. Your Jay Mullins Jewelry tip time in the boys' game, 7:53. Shot up by Smith. No good. Rebound pull down by Shelbyville. Parson has it, crossing the timeline now. Left wing Hale, and is going to take and reset between the circles. Still has it, now takes it to the right side, works off a pick, flips it into the far corner, and ball knocked away. It'll be Shelbyville ball, knocked out of bounds by Josh House.
Oakland starting out in a man-to-man defense, and Shelbyville been marked with a few injuries early in the year, but they've got a couple of guys back and trying to look going back to full strength.
2-4 Shelbyville, 2-5 Oakland. Battling it out here tonight. Ball is thrown away. Standing in the way is Emmanuel Smith, driving in the lane. Slow roller, will not fall. Laws with the putback, one-handed hook, and he's hacked. Going to the foul line is number 20.
Well, that was a nice play. Wasn't over the back. He just kind of sweeped up and grabbed that tall arm limb of his and put it back in. Didn't really have position, but he was able to get away with it due to the length of his arms.
Law 6'4", but his arms are 6'8". He gets the plus one as well. Oakland leads by 3. Full court press, and Hale still in the backcourt, working through a double team, has his pocket picked. House has it. Give down low, and Oliver finishes it off with a lay-in, easy style right there. Oakland defense proving pretty tough, and now they've stolen it away again. And going up is Ryan Gibbons. He's fouled.
Three turnovers for Shelbyville, and that time a good double team. As soon as they're getting the ball inbounds, they've got two guys on top of them.
We've got a 30-second timeout here, John, to remind folks about our friends Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Don't settle for anything less than the best, Brian. No, never.
Never.
Never. The Bob Parks Auction Company team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. They know Rutherford County like the back of their hand and are your neighbors down the street. Trust the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Call 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
You see, they have pinto beans and cornbread with onions at the concession stand here at Shelbyville Central High.
I didn't know that. I would have probably ordered a little bit of that.
I see a gentleman over here partaking.
Are you going to be able to concentrate on the game now with the aroma,
so.
The aroma of the pinto beans?
Good stuff. Gibbons at the line. The first one crawls over the rim. Ryan Gibbons, 5'11", sophomore guard, will have another. Oakland leads by six. Could be seven if he hits this one. And it's just off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Zach Taylor, who's in the game. Got a 6'7 guy in there now, a senior forward. Coach Kevin Thomas, longtime basketball coach here at Shelbyville, plays a lot of kids from what we hear. Parsons, right wing, now drives baseline, kicks it back out. Foul line jumper is up, and it is no good by Ward. Rebound. Shelbyville is going to foul, coming up the floor. And the foul. Well, Cameron Gordon. There we go. Cameron Gordon is in the game as well. Oakland brings it down the floor. House running the point to Laws, who pops out left wing. They're moving left to right. Laws, a couple of dribbles. Now gives it up to Emmanuel Smith. Emmanuel down low. Brody Laws off the glass. Kisses it in for two.
A little high-low action there, and a good job of Emmanuel Smith seeing Laws coming down, breaking down the sidelines.
Oakland putting on the full-court press again. Shelbyville has turned it over twice out of this. Bounce pass. They get out of it. Down the floor, Parsons going to be fouled going to the rack. Or did he just lose it out of bounds? He just lost it out of bounds? No. There was a foul. And the foul was on Emmanuel Smith. Coach Mike Wright with a couple of subs. Devin Epps is in the game. And I think I saw 44. I did. And that would be Josh Smith, freshman. Dewan Epps, or Devin, Dewan's older brother. That's a flashback. Devin Epps, a sophomore.
Your mind does do tricks when you get your age.
I guess it does. You were commenting on that a minute ago. Three, high arching three, hand in the face. Nothing you can do about that. Swisher for Allen.
Got a good pick that time, though, even though he was way outside, able to get enough to get a shot off.
Laws, the feed down low. Smith is going to be fouled after making the pass down in the paint.
That time he and Laws just swapped positions. Same play, just that time Smith running the baseline.
Cameron Gordon, the guilty party there. 10-5, Oakland. Brody Laws, pull-up jumper, baseline. He is going to be fouled or no? They say it was blocked. It went out of bounds off of Shelbyville. It should be Oakland's basketball.
Well, the referee sure got a workout in the first game.
Well, their whistles, I think, still work. But the warranty has expired. Laws, right side to Gibbons. Looking down low. Couple of dribbles. Got to get rid of it now. And finds Emmanuel Smith, top of the key. Drives, foul line from the left elbow. Bounces twice, won't fall. Rebound yanked out of there by Gordon. Down the floor. Pulls it up between the rings. Goes right side to Parsons. Parsons, bounce pass back over to Gordon, left wing, fakes right, goes left, gets their baseline, blocked from behind by Emmanuel Smith.
Good good coverage there as he beat the first man, and then Emmanuel Smith was able to come up and give it some relief underneath the basket.
Smith and Gordon with a few instructions from the official.
Who's that young guy down there coaching Oakland?
That's the new look, Mike Wright.
Yeah, he looks like he's 22 or something. 23, what happened?
I'm not sure. I want what he's drinking, whatever it is. 10-5 Oakland. We've been that way for the past couple of possessions. Shelbyville inbounds. Whip it around the horn and get it back now between the circles. Parson drives, gives it up to Gordon, and now he brings it back between the rings. Motions, goes to the far side, sets up the wing and passes back out to Taylor. Big 6'7 target out there. They're looking for something. You've got some cutters working in around the foul line, and that's what they were trying to do. And now it was stolen away by Josh Smith for Oakland. Runner put up, no good. Rebound tipped and picked up there by Taylor.
That's when you got to cash in on turnovers. Turnovers are helping you when you score, but if you don't score off the turnover, it really makes a struggle.
Taylor drives in. The basket's going to count, even though it looked like he leaned in. A lot of body there. The basket will count for Zach Taylor, and he's going to get to go to the line for plus one.
instead of being up by seven, you're down now by, you're up only by three.
Foul, I believe. Well, I hate to say. And they've stopped putting it on the board here, so I can't really tell you.
52, I believe. Is that right? He was underneath there. Josh, or was that the last foul?
Must have been the last foul.
He was on the floor. I know that, so maybe.
He missed the plus one. There isn't a, well, Ricky Dunaway, but I didn't remember him. There he is. Shot up, good from three, Ricky Dunaway.
I'm glad he came in.
Well, I am too, even though he picked up a foul. Came in for that first bank three. 13-7 Pats. Long pass up the far sideline. Now they get it over here near side. Trey Rice, bounce pass down low. Now Rice gets it back into the corner. Now back out front. And Parsons resets. Bounce pass over to Gordon, right wing. They're just throwing it around the outside corner of the arc, and now they have turned it over again. That's five turnovers. See how smart you get when you start those double fingers there. You'll write it down, won't you?
Yes. I know you don't like to mess up paperwork, especially what I did right there.
Yeah, that's travesty.
Irritated you,
what
did
you
it.
Did. Yeah, but I appreciate the help. Oakland trapped in the corner, and in some trouble is Josh House, and he has to burn a timeout. A 30-second one for us, and we'll be back with more State Farm Prep basketball on WGNS.
Benjamin Franklin started the nation's first successful fire insurance company in 1752. While America has changed over the years, our basic human needs have stayed the same. We still need protection from loss. I'm Doran Claiborne, president of Farmer Brothers Insurance. At Farmer Brothers, we know peace of mind is just as valuable today as it was in 1752. If you need insurance for your home, your car, your business, give us a call. You can depend on Farmer Brothers. I'm Doran Claiborne, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers. Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where your team colors anytime and get a free taco. State Farm agent Jenny Allman and Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Ryan?
Oakland with Epps. Running the basketball now over to Smith, left wing, no look pass. The foul line to Dunaway, now back right side, turning, spinning his house, cut off there, and they have to reset. Epps now to the foul line, Oliver burns it low, great job getting it into Dunaway, and he's pushed from behind. They say he just lost the ball out of bounds. So Oakland will have it in line to toss it in. Nobody knows who's going to throw the ball in. Now they get it in, and they call the five-second call.
I have seen that violation more tonight than I think I've seen in 5 or 6 years. That's the third time that's been called.
That time, Josh House didn't know who was going to throw the ball in, and there was a little confusion on the play. Now Shelbyville on transition. They almost lose the ball. Now Parsons from the deep left corner, three no good. The long arms of Taylor kicking it back out. He just got his fingertips on it. Allen runs down the loose ball, and Shelbyville resets. Out front, Allen being raked over the coals by Emmanuel Smith. Give it up to Parsons. Parsons goes right side, deep at the right wing. Ball tipped out, should be over and back. Oakland doesn't get to it, and they do, and Ricky Dunaway is going to be fouled. And that is going to be against Trey Rice, his first. Shelbyville has fouled five times, Oakland but two. Law's coming back in, Gibbons coming back in. Dunaway is going out along with House.
Big turnover difference, 6-1 in favor of Shelbyville. And that's a statistic you don't want to lead in.
Inbounds, Brody Laws misses the three. Rebound, Oakland. And then Oliver has it stripped away from him. Clean rebound. He came down with it and just had his pocket picked. Parsons crossing the timeline, now going left side. Turns, stops his dribble, now got to get rid of it. Now has his pocket picked. Epps coming the other way. And then a foul. And that's Quah Allen, a senior, hacking in the backcourt. 48 seconds left here in the first period. 13-7, Pats. Oakland girls lost by 10 tonight, 74-64. Tough night. There will be other nights. Gibbons, left wing now. Back over to Epps. They pass around from the right elbow. Shot by Emmanuel Smith, just missed. It rolled around the lip of the rim and fell out the other side. Smith is in. Sterling, Mike Silver. Smith is in the game, sophomore guard for the Eagles. He has it now, takes it far side. Flip pass over to Allen, now back out front. Driving is Rice, cut off. Finally get it inside, and every time they try to do that, Oakland comes away with the basketball. Another Shelbyville turnover, and they're going to have to get off one from midcourt. Nope, don't even try it. 13-7, your score at the end of the first on State Farm Prep Basketball. Oakland up. We'll be right back.
Have a white Christmas with a flocked Christmas tree from Martin's Home and Garden. They have beautiful fresh cut or live Christmas trees.
We have a great selection of poinsettias, all different sizes and colors.
That's Lester at Martin's Home and Garden, open weekdays until 7, where you can also pick out the perfect garland and wreaths and Christmas gifts like wind chimes, homemade treats like jam and local honey.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from all of us here at Martin's Home and Garden, here on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Rick's Barbecue.
Feed down low, up and Hale with the two-point basket.
Hale Takes Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
Inbound and quick pass down in the low post. Shelbyville needed that. 13-9, your new score, starting the second. Givens left wing. Laws pops out. Head of the key. Dump pass down low and bobbled, mishandled by Epps, and turnover Oakland. That is the second turnover.
I don't have my big calculator tonight. I just have the small one.
What happened to it?
Well, I can't find it, but it's in there.
Trotting it down the floor. Smith gives up to Allen. Back to Smith between the rings. Takes it right side, dumps it out. Right wing Hale now cutting through. Trying to glide in the paint as Rice lost it. Another turnover, that's 9. Smith glides in there. Smith is going to be fouled on the way. He did walk, but he was fouled before that.
I'm not sure this is what you consider so far a shooting clinic or a ball handling clinic. And a lot of youth out there, and it's gotten a little out of control at times. And Mike Wright's got his troops playing fairly well. We've just not been able to hit a basket yet as much as we need to.
Well, maybe Smith can get off the snide at the foul line. Should be shooting two here. The first one is good. Emmanuel Smith becomes the fifth Oakland Patriot to score tonight.
They've only had two turnovers to Shelbyville's 9, and that's a big key in this game so far, Brian.
Emmanuel with another one. Shot it and missed it off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Rice. 14-9, Oakland with 6:53 left in the first half of play. Allen feeds down low, finds Rice, cutting through, gets the basket.
Oh, nice reverse layup there, and took it with his other hand. That was pretty impressive.
Near wing, House feeding to Brody Laws down in the paint, and he is hacked and fouled, actually, right about the right elbow. And the foul is on Christian Hale. And 1-1. I said two shots a minute ago, and it's just 1-1. 18 fouls for Shelbyville, 2 for the Oakland Patriots. At the foul line, number 20, Brody Laws hits the first one. Pretty good at the free throw line, the Oakland Patriots.
4 of 6 so far in this one.
Laws leads both teams in scoring with 6 now. The second one is good. He's got 7.
Good job here. They're going to press.
Trap in the backcourt, in trouble, and in a ton of it is Hale. And Shelbyville calls a timeout, which we will take as well. It's 16-11. Oakland leads. 6:33 to play in the first half on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, this is Dave Kiveniemy at Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills Golf Course on Shelbyville Highway. Come down for your Christmas music instrument purchases. Music World and Drummer's Den's got guitars, keyboards, amps, all kinds of drums and accessories. Give a gift certificate for lessons. Fantastic deals. There's no need to do mail order when you can get as good or better prices right here locally. Hi, this is Dave Kiveniemy at Music World and Drummer's Den on Shelbyville Highway across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We welcome you back as the Shelbyville Eagles inbound the basketball in Oakland's full court press, forces them to throw it away.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with 3 Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online.
Oakland basketball, Givens in the deep far corner, left side. Back out front, Brody Laws. Top of the key, passes back over to Givens. And there's going to be a screen. I think I heard the official said illegal screen, and that's the case against Oakland, Emmanuel Smith. Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard update. How about this for a big win? Middle Tennessee Christian School Lady Cougars 49, Forest 39.
Wow, impressive win.
Double-digit victory. This time, Shelbyville breaks the press, and going up for the dunk was Wilkerson, and he was fouled. And I believe that's on Emmanuel Smith. And it is, and that's Emmanuel Smith's 3rd foul. So,
and you know, that's a foul that Emmanuel just going to have to let him score. I mean, you don't need to be picking up your 3rd foul before halftime, and you're only in the second quarter early. Sometimes you just got to let them pay, you know.
Well, sometimes you get burned, and that's what happened, and I think that's what Mike Wright is saying down there to him. Wilkerson hit the first. He will get another. This could cut the lead to 3, and he does. 5:58 and counting left here in the second period. 16-13. Shelbyville on a bit of a mini run here. Givens trapped in the corner. Flips it back out front to Epps. Epps foul line. Gives it up to Oliver. Now back outside. Givens for 3. Needed. It crawls over the rim. Will not fall. And now a foul. Or just out of bounds. It was out of bounds. Last touch by Josh Smith. Parsons back in and out for the Eagles is Starling Smith. Hale in the backcourt. Bounces it right side to Rice. Parsons gives it up to Hale running. And he's going to be fouled by Laws. No, he ran into
charge.
It.
Yeah.
Pretty good call right there, I think. His second foul. Laws is going to come out.
9 team fouls on the Shelbyville Golden Eagles. That would mean double bonus. We've been there, haven't we?
Yes.
Tonight.
Like much of the second half in the girls' game. Oakland throws it away. Bad pass from Epps down low. White jerseys have it coming near side. Runner baseline fired up by Allen. No good in traffic. Not a very good shot. And then Shelbyville's Rice fouls on the rebound. So Oakland will have the ball. Out of bounds, since that was on the opposite end. Offensive foul, if you will. No, we're going to shoot the other way. Thought that must have been the case, but.
Well, this is where Oakland needs to hit some free throws. You're in the double bonus, and you've got, 5:11 to go in this first half, and they need to take advantage of every free throw.
Well, at the line, Devin Epps, the sophomore guard, hoping to make him pay. Two quick dribbles. Spin of the basketball in the right palm, and this one off the back of the rim. He will have another. Shooting two the rest of the way are the Patriots here in this first half. Second one for Epps is no good. Same place off the back of the rim. Rebound put back, however. Josh Smith with a big rebound.
A great rebound. Just that quick, the opponent there.
18-13, Pats. Rice lost the ball. Gibbons coming the other way. Going to have a layup from the left block. Oh, he missed it. Too hard off the back glass. Allen coming down the floor in transition. Underneath, what a shot by Rice. Got too far underneath the basket, just flipped it up there, kissed it off the glass, and is fouled.
Little Michael Jordan-ish there. He was underneath the backboard, basically, and just kind of kicked his arm and flipped it back up. Beautiful shot.
That takes great floor awareness to know exactly where you are to be able to do that.
And to have enough strength to put it in and be fouled.
Rice plus one, missed it. Rebound, tipped around, and Oakland finally comes away with it. Oliver gives it up. House. Now Epps to Givens, left wing. Stop there. Baseline, now they kick it back out to House. Big Dunaway's in the game. He passes off, gives it up to Josh House, who nails the first bank three from the right wing.
I think that was one of the biggest baskets of the game right there.
21-15, and now Shelbyville has turned it over. Oakland going to go the other way. Stops, pulls up, missed the shot, did Oliver. Rebound, put back off the glass, rolls through for Ricky Dunaway. And timeout, Shelbyville, 23-15. Oakland with 4:05 left in the second here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun. Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment. State Farm agent Mel Adams, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Last Cass's Feed Supply, Winner's Trophies, Cellular Concept, and Prentice Ausa Heating and Air. And you can read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan, you know this, every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
You know, I've noticed something I've never noticed here in this gym before, but the Harris High School Tigerette State Championship banner is in the gym here. 1965. Never noticed it.
That because there's no longer a Harris High School? That
well, yeah, there's a middle school.
Middle school.
But I guess it was before Shelbyville Central. Well, Shelbyville Central boys have just thrown the ball away.
Of course, I remember that. 13 turnovers now for the Golden Eagles. That's the big difference in their game, why they're trailing by eight.
3:45 to go. Oakland with the ball, right side. Dunaway to the foul line. House has it. Backs it back out between the circles. Now gets it back over to Dunaway. Feeds down low to no one. For Oakland.
Got a bounce pass that, Brian.
Well, and House was there, I think, expecting a bounce pass. So Shelbyville sets up. Turning, spinning, shot up by Zach Taylor. No good. Taylor, the big 6'7" senior.
Well, that was a great play by House. You see him kind of block anybody from getting the ball as it was going out. Smart play.
Oakland will have the length of the floor to go. Mike Wright calls the play in. Dunaway. Tosses in to Tyler Black, who's in the game. 5'8 freshman guard. Right side House, give and go underneath, running the lane, shooting, scoring is Kyle Oliver. Lead is double digits now, 10-point lead for Oakland. Pushing it up the floor, Allen, runner from the right block, missed the shot. Parsons comes away with the rebound. And Tyus Allison, a junior in the game for Shelbyville, tipped away. Dunaway has it, has a layup, and do they call the charge or the foul on the block? And they call a charge.
One official looked at the other official. Not sure what one saw and what one didn't see, but
Bang, bang there, yeah. John. The only thing I can see that Dunaway did possibly there is he lowered his shoulder, and when you do that.
A little out of control, too, with the ball.
So Shelbyville ball, 2:37 to go. In the backcourt. Trying and just really struggling to get it across. Now Parsons finally does. Allen, top of the key, and now there's going to be a foul coming around the edge, and it's going to be Summers, Lawrence Summers, who checked in for Oakland. Kind of reached around there.
Brian, it's obvious the Eagles' backcourt a little bit weak, weakened. They're young and been plagued with some injuries. Front court's not too bad, but having trouble getting the ball over the floor.
Allen to the line for a 1-1, misses the front end, and Oakland's Dante Lippert with the rebound.
They'll be much improved later on. And
running the lane to Smith, and he lost the ball. It goes out of bounds, so now both teams have got the turnover bug going on. Oakland has turned the ball over now five times. Parsons struggling in the backcourt. Find Allison, and now whistle and a foul. Boy.
I thought that was Walk there.
I sure did too. Now is on Black. His first. And it's the eighth team foul on the Oakland Patriots, sending Parsons to the line. Junior guard toes the line. Two quick dribbles, a spin of the basketball, and missed. Josh Smith with the rebound, and Oakland with 2 minutes to play, leading by 10 in a game, and especially the second quarter, that's been plagued by turnovers and fouls. Summers back out to Smith, and ball stolen away. That's six turnovers now for the Pats. Allison to the near side. Parsons has it, cut off going baseline. Now dumps it there far side. Ward, awkward shot, missed it, may have been a pass. The basket rolls around the rim for Wilkerson, and then he's going to be hacked. They're going to say goaltending. So count the basket for Tyron Wilkerson. 25-17 with a minute 25. Can't touch the rim, John, as it's going around the cylinder.
No, we're not doing a very good job on the defensive or offensive boards right now.
Oakland breaks the press pretty easily. Has the numbers. Bounce pass over to Law's left side. Missed the shot, but he's hammered. Great pass. Bounce pass from Josh House. Need to get Laws more involved here. He's the leading scorer for Oakland with seven.
He kind of represents a problem for Shelbyville in terms of matchups.
Well, especially when they've got Zach Taylor out of the game. Laws misses the first free throw. He'll have another. He takes two slow dribbles, bends the knee, and this one a little short as well. Rebound Ward for the Eagles. Parsons, far sideline, stops, in trouble, falls down, and walks.
Yeah, that had to be a turnover. He just basically didn't know what to do with it, fell down.
Well, he drove right into a double team. And Oakland wasn't slapping or anything like that. 1,501 turnover, or 15 turnovers. Sorry, I couldn't let you get away with that. Laws, right wing. Turn spins, and what in the world happened? He walked. I didn't see that. Bounce pass in the backcourt. Just touched off the fingertips of Oliver. And thrown in to Allison. Still in the backcourt are the Eagles with 49 seconds. Bounce pass down low. Parsons got three, baseline, missed the shot. Givens streaking down the floor, pulls up now left wing. And Mike Wright freezes everybody in the gym with one yelp. And Oakland sets with Epps.
Good news is we've been able to build this lead a little bit up without Emmanuel Smith in the game. So that's the good news, lead by eight.
The reason he is out is he picked up three first quarter fouls. Epps doing a good job of staying out of trouble. Parsons just worrying him to death. With 12 seconds, he's about to go to work with 10 now. Passes off left side with eight with seven. Holding the ball is Oliver with four with three passes and now tries to go low. And it goes out of bounds. Oakland couldn't capitalize there, and Shelbyville going to have 2 seconds. Get it into Parsons, near side, and they don't get a shot off. So that's the end of the first half of play. The Patriots leading the Shelbyville Eagles here at Shelbyville by a score of 25-17. You friends are listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. Hope you'll hang in there with us. We'll be right back with more from Shelbyville High School in just a moment.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
I've had so many people go, you did my senior portraits, you know, and now I want you to do my daughter. I want you to photograph my son. I love my portraits. They still look great on the walls, and I want them to have the same thing.
Call Alan Loveless at 890-1558.
Call us at Loveless, and we'll set up an appointment if you come for a visit. It's free. We'll give you a tour of the grounds and the gardens, 890-1558, right on Clark Boulevard between the U-Haul and MTSU.
First to help folks meet their dreams at home or business. So many things, it's more than great consumer ranking. There's a name for it, First Banking. Come on over, come on in. First a customer, now a friend. First Banking.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most, Jay Mullins Jewelry, Harvest by Osmond, Jerry DuPont's Car Care, Hayes Brothers Lumber Company, Thompson Services HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Glass. They do glass, do they do or
probably
gas? Yeah. Either Animal one. City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. And since 1924, stop it now, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you. Online at TOA.com. And live from Shepherdville High School, here's Brian Barrett.
You know,
that was the longest 14 commercial breaks I've ever done, I think.
Oh, mercy. I just was thinking.
I'm trying to help the sponsors and, you know, right, making sure everybody's in.
If this is what we're like now, what's district tournament going to be like?
Oh, man.
8 games in 2 days. Oh, mercy. To pass along a little information about a very special event going on at Riverdale, the State Farm Holiday Tournament is coming up, and it will be the 19th, or start on Monday the 19th, and runs through Wednesday the 21st, and it's a girls and boys tournament. So they're going to play a lot of basketball games starting, it looks like, at 10:30 a.m. on Monday. Riverdale Tullahoma boys playing on Monday. We hope to bring you a game or maybe a couple of games, depending on how the brackets fall. Riverdale girls will play Cane Ridge. The winner of that game will play Franklin County Antioch on Tuesday. Tuesday would be the day that we can broadcast, and that would be a 6 o'clock tip in the girls' game. If the Riverdale boys defeat Tullahoma, they would play the Huntington West Creek winner, and that game would be at 4:30, so it is possible that we'll bring you some basketball on Monday from the State Farm Holiday Tournament. So that'll be at Riverdale High School, by the way. And working on the broadcast schedule for January and February, John, you like my notes? You like my notes here on the...
I can't believe you wrote on all that.
Well, I wrote down a schedule, and then I looked through and counted who had what, how many games we were doing for so-and-so. And
so it's, you wound up giving it to me.
Well, somebody else needs to put their eyes on it because it's there's a lot of basketball, number one, but we're trying to even the games out. And in a year when everything is so even, you know, it's a pretty difficult thing to do. But between January 3rd and February 10th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Plan to bring you about 12 or 13 games before the district tournament starts. So when January rolls around after the new year, it'll be busy, 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 busy for us. So there you go. We'll nail down the schedule here and get that announced pretty soon. Right now it's time.
You know, we do try to be, you know, get about around the Battles County as much as possible.
Well, you can only do so much, one game or two games in a night in the same place, so we'll do what we can. Oakland led in scoring by Brody Laws. He had 7 in the first half of the boys' game. 6 for Kyle Oliver, 5 for Ricky Dunaway. 2 points for Josh Smith. Ryan Givens had 1. Josh House had a First Bank 3 and Emmanuel Smith with 1. He's got 3 fouls. For Shelbyville, 2 points for Christian Hale. 6, make that 5 points for Qua Allen. 2 for Zach Taylor, the big man, 6'7". 4 points for Tyron Wilkerson. 4 points for Trey Rice. And that's a look at your scoring for Shelbyville. All of this courtesy of Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet PHE Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. John Dinkins has a look at the team stats for you now.
I certainly do. And in the rebounding departments, Shelbyville Is out rebounded Oakland, 13-8. 8 of 18 shooting for Oakland, 44%. They had one first bank three. Chebbiwol, 7 of 14, 50%. So the shooting has been pretty even. Where I think the difference in the game is in the turnover department. Eagles have 15 turnovers to Oakland's 8. And the big difference there is Oakland has taken advantage in about 6 points coming off of turnovers. Oakland shot 5 of 11 for 45% from the free throw line, and Chebbiwol 2 of 5 for 40%. It was 13-7 Oakland at the end of the first quarter, 25-17 at half here. And let's hope by the end of the fourth quarter is Oakland up by something.
Yeah, one would be fine with me.
That's exactly right.
We're going to take, speaking of one, a one-minute break. We'll come back and bring you the second half. Oakland leads Shelbyville 25-17 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Ready for the second half of action here. Oakland to inbound the basketball. Oliver in the game, along with Emmanuel Smith as we give you the starting lineups. Gibbons, Brody Laws, along with Josh House. That's a look at your starting lineups. From Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. A three attempt by Brody Laws missed. And the Eagles come this way, moving left to right as we see it now. Great fake. Right side gives off down low underneath to Trey Rice, who finishes it off. Great fake there on the pass. Gibbons down low on the block. Brody Laws turns, spins, gets free, hits the glass, but misses the shot. It'll be Oakland basketball out of bounds.
Shebbiwol coming out with a little energy here in the third quarter, only trailing by 6.
Oakland has to match their intensity. Sometimes that's hard to do, especially here on the road. Oakland looking to toss it in. They do, down low or left block. Brody Laws, you can count that one.
Well, been very active tonight, Brian, and under the boards, and he's wanting the basketball tonight. Good sign.
Shelbyville breaks the press. Rice, left side to Parsons. House doing a good job guarding him. Gets it back. Parsons gets free, attempts the shot. It's in and out. Now there's going to be a foul on Emmanuel Smith on the rebound, I think. And if it is, it's his fourth. Yes.
Well, that's unfortunate, but Emmanuel didn't get very good position there, and he kind of leaned his body into him as he was going up, and four fouls.
Well, Emmanuel's got to be really careful. They didn't get anybody in time. Cannot pick up that fifth foul. Shelbyville works it left side. It's Gordon. Now brings it down between the circles. To the right side, just glides in there, off the glass too hard, rebound, ball rolling around on the floor. Is there not a walk in there somewhere? Jump ball is the call, Shelbyville basketball. Really don't think you can lay around and move on the floor.
Well, when both of them are the same uniform color.
They were fighting each other for the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, me. 27-19. Oakland leads, just underway. Left side on the inbounds, free is Trey Rice, and he has two baskets here in this third quarter. Lead back down to six. Givens free underneath and lays it in. Boy, he snuck through.
It came in from the back door, and man, he made a good move, a little jump fake, and got his man up off the air.
Parsons trapped in the corner. Now they've thrown it away. That time, the trap forced him into a turnover. And that's 16 turnovers for Shelbyville. I just looked at your sheet.
Oh, I didn't even thought of that. Just look at my sheet. I was going to do a kind of lollipop way you do it.
Yeah. What was it you said earlier? Givens deep in the corner. Right wing. Now Givens gets it back. Bounce pass underneath the laws. He's pushed and fouled by Trey Rice.
That was a good pass there by Givens. He really got it in there enough where Brody could get his hands on it and then was fouled.
Boy, Mike Wright is doing a running a lot of plays to try to get the ball into Brody Laws, taking advantage of the height with their big man, Zach Taylor, who's not in the game. Laws turns, spins, double teamed, high off the glass, got it to go. Brody Laws going to town.
Good post move there. Got the ball up high in the air and just banked it off the window.
11 points for Laws. Parsons in the backcourt. They're having some trouble with it. Hale underneath. Gets it to Ward, who walks with it. Now Gordon controls it. Almost back down to midcourt. Now they set. Three from the left corner. No good. Foul on the rebound. And it's going the other way, so Shelbyville fouls Cameron Gordon. It's his third. So Oakland moving right to left. Tossing it in is Oliver.
10-point lead, a chance to really get out in front here and maybe put this thing away.
Epps to Givens. Givens right wing. Bounce pass back to Epps. Foul line. Now right elbow. Backs it back out. Between the rings. Coming near side. Now Givens gets it back. Looks low. Nothing there. House. Jumper inside the three-point arc. Fired up by Oliver. No good. Rebound. Shelbyville. Christian Hale now deep in the corner. Parsons fakes, gets free. Now the two, this one off the lip of the rim. And now there's going to be a foul on Oakland. Foul is on Epps. First foul for Devin. Coming into the game, Josh Smith. Going out, Kyle Oliver. Inbounds toss is made right now by Shelbyville. Hale has it right wing. Looking inside. Oakland playing straight up man now. Parsons backed way out there. Givens trying to lose him. Can't. Bounce pass to Gordon, who comes over to help. Now he resets between the circles. Pick set. He doesn't use it. Now Parsons in the corner for the three. They're going to say it's a two. Parsons finally got free, and if he gets that going, it could be a long night. Oakland with House. Now Laws attempts the three. Before the shot, he charges. He pushed off, he said, they say. No, it was not. It was not Brody. Sorry about that.
I think he, the one setting the pick was Josh, and he got caught.
Josh did set the illegal pick. Oakland leads 31-23 with 3 minutes 57 seconds left in the third. And there's going to be a walk in the backcourt. Shelbyville turnover. And
17.
That is 17 turnovers. We haven't really taken advantage of that many turnovers.
No, we haven't. And we've had two or three opportunities to build that lead up, and we've not. In fact, they've come back to get two.
Smith tosses in. Now Epps crosses the timeline. Givens. Left wing, looks it over, doesn't take it. They're moving right to left. The red-clad Oakland Patriots driving as Epps pulls up, now dumps it off right side to Dunaway, and now the ball gets loose. Last touched by Shelbyville. It'll be Oakland basketball in front of the scorer's table.
We caught a break there. That was not a good pass, and somebody cut to the lane, and we didn't see him, threw it away, but Shepherdville touched it last.
Epps between the rings. Bounce pass goes right side. Chest pass, rather. Summers. Now the bounce pass underneath, and Smith is clobbered. So he's going to get to go to the line, I would think, unless they say he wasn't shooting. He was going up, or looked like it, but it's going to be out of bounds. Foul is on Ward. Braden Ward picks up his first foul. Oakland tosses in. Into Givens. Stops. Pops from three. Boy, he had a world of time because the defender fell in front of him. Ryan Givens, the first bank three.
Did a good job of squaring up and taking a good shot.
Parsons in trouble in the backcourt. Flips it. Coming through the big man, Taylor, and now threw it away. Givens looking down the floor, surveying. Goes to the corner, no. Gives it up to Epps. Epps from three, missed it. Rebound put back high off the glass. This one won't go for Summers. And ball rolling around the floor and last touch by Oakland. Well, a lot of hustle there by the Patriots, but they come up empty. 34-23 Pats, 2:46 left in the third. Ward to inbound from the end line to Taylor, Zach Taylor, up to Parsons. Parsons glides in there and shouldn't have passed off. They're going to call a jump ball. And Epps had it. It's still going to be Oakland ball. Possession arrow in favor of Oakland, I think.
Mike Wright talked at the halftime of the girls' game about his identity, the team's identity. And I think they're still struggling with that. They've got an 11-point lead, but they've had a couple of opportunities to really put this game away and just haven't been able to do it. And I think that's what he's talking about, you know, and having the killer instinct of going in there and just really putting the game away.
Epps picks up a trot, takes it across the timeline. Now Dunaway, left wing. 6'4 freshman gives it up. Pass around the horn. Givens for three from the right side this time. And he nails the first bank three. He's got nine.
Coming off the pick, and he was wide open. Even though it was a long range jumper, he's got the range to do that.
37-23 Oakland. 2:10 to play in the third. Shelbyville. Gordon in the corner. Parsons, his three. High arching will not fall, but Hale pulls down the rebound. Gordon left wing, and Shelbyville resets. Gordon right wing, now going to glide in there. Givens just goes straight up, and ball lost out of bounds off of Gordon. Pretty good defense there by Givens. Probably lucky. I mean, it just looked bad. I don't think he fouled, but it just kind of looked bad. 19 turnovers for Shelbyville. Bringing it down for Oakland is Josh House. Bounces it over. Right side to Summers. Back out front, Dunaway between the rings. Back far side, House has it. Out front, Summers looked over the three, doesn't take it. Dunaway looks like he wants to, but doesn't. Now foul line jumper off the glass. Bounces once, will not fall for the Oakland Patriots and Summers.
Be a little more patient.
Gordon from the foul line. His fadeaway will not go. Rebound, a war for it. And it will be red ball. So,
well, the encouraging thing here is Emmanuel Smith's been out of the game for about 4 minutes, and we've built up the lead from 8 to 14 points. So that's a good sign. But I think what on their motion offense, they need to be a little more patient. They did not take a really good shot that last time down the court.
Josh House brings it across. We'll see if they
spread it out.
Are patient this time. 51 seconds. They really would like to hold the ball for the last shot. They come out and guard Dunaway. So Dunaway glides in there. The 6-footer, no good.
Not the shot you want there.
Parsons in the deep corner, far side. Back out to Allen. Now Parsons gets it with 28 seconds. Parsons comes near the foul line and now backs it back out with 22 seconds. Right side, Gordon. Back out front to Rice. Rice got a one-on-one, now glides in there, lets it roll. It won't fall, but a foul on Josh House from Oakland.
Well, Josh Smith came up and really put some pressure defense on him, but he got by Josh. That's where you've got to keep, let him take that shot from the key. You don't want him driving because that's the strongest part of his game. And he's going to the line.
Rice, the freshman at the foul line, shot it and got it.
He's a pretty good-looking freshman.
6'4", he'll grow some more, too.
Good point, Jeb, right?
He has 9, looking at number 10 if he can hit this one.
He looks pretty solid.
And he does. Leading scorer for Shelbyville, Trey Rice, coming in off the bench. Cuts the Oakland lead to 12. Dunaway in the backcourt. Loose ball. Oakland battling themselves for it. Now fired it up. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound going to come out deep. And 1.5 for Oakland. And, man, I'm telling you, Epps almost hit a shot. That was just a hope and a prayer. Just flipped up there. Inbound. Parsons let the three fly and banks it in at the horn. I hope that doesn't give the momentum as we go here into the fourth quarter. The Oakland Patriots lead Shelbyville 37-28 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tank Service, and AG Sporting Goods. Next Monday, we'll be doing a Little Caesars trivia, all 2 hours version on the primetime inside sports scene, starting at 6 o'clock next Monday night.
Ideas T's bringing you that program, and Little Caesars giving away lots of pizza pizzas this Monday night, 6 until 8. Trivia show, a lot of fun. We always have a big time with that. Parsons going to drive left side, be cut off there by an Oakland double team. Turn, spins, and now high off the glass. Boy, he's got 5 points in the last two possessions and has killed us. Parsons with 7 now. Oakland lead is down to 7. Long pass down low. Oakland's turned the ball over. Things are kind of not going our way.
Well, we're seeing rush for some reason and panicky.
There's a foul. Almost tried to intercept, and I thought it was a foul too. But they're going to say jump ball, Oakland basketball. Well, we'll take it.
I mean, he ran right into it. House did.
You don't look a gift horse in the mouth, I guess. House going to toss in. Does Brody Laws. Laws glides in the paint. Going to have that one-handed hook up there. Missed the shot. Pretty good hook at it. And had a wide open lane to drive through.
I think he was more open. I think he was more open than he really thought it was.
Gordon, left wing. Bounce pass. Gets it down low to Rice. Has to kick it back out. Oakland playing good interior defense. The ball outside. Driving through now, Parsons for 3. Get out of there. It bounces, will not fall. And then a foul on the rebound. And the foul is on Oakland's Josh House. That is his third. Shelbyville to toss in under their goal. Give and go, and the ball stolen away. Bodies fly into each other. Howe streaking down the floor. Foul line jumper won't go. Too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound Shelbyville. Oakland clinging to a seven-point lead. One-handed hook up there by Ward. It's no good. Not a very good shot by Ward. Play has gotten very sloppy here in this fourth. Laws between the rings now, looking down low. Now passes off near side to the wing spot and finds Epps. Back to Laws. Back to Epps. They bring the trap. He gets out of it okay. Now Givens pops out to help. Now Epps gets it back. As long as we don't turn the ball over, I don't mind it. But the time melts away. Epps drives and now stops, pulls back. This has wasted about 40 seconds. Left side, House is in trouble. Now passes back out front, and Mike Wright doesn't like what he sees. Calls the timeout, which we will take as well. 37-30, Oakland leads on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
This is Amanda at Animal City inviting your family to come do business with my family. And if you have a hard-to-shop-for person on your Christmas list, you can always give them a gift card from Animal City. Our hours at Animal City are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday 9 to 6, Wednesday and Friday 9 to 7, and Sunday 1 to 5. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's here in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lanes.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Todd's Auto Complete Auto Care brings you the State Farm Press Sports on WGNS, along with Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where your team colors anytime get a free taco. State Farm agent Jenny Allman and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Givens lost the ball off of his foot. Last touched by Givens. He was battling with Rice for the basketball. Oakland turnover.
Well, we've been stuck at 37 for quite a long time, Brian, and we are going to have to take advantage. You want to work time off the clock, but you also want to get a good shot on the floor.
Parsons going to work off a pick, come near side. Dumps it off in the corner to Allen. Now Parsons gets it back. Over left side to Gordon. He works off a pick. Pick and roll, doesn't get the pass down to the roll man, Ward. Back out to Allen. Goes far side. Setting a lot of picks to see if they can get somebody open. Now driving baseline, Gordon. Off the glass, it's good. It's his first basket of the night. And the Oakland lead is now only 5.
Well, they cleared out the lane for him, and he was able to go right down the baseline.
House brings it down the floor. Oakland in need of a basket in the worst possible way. Parsons fouls. It's his first, Shelbyville's fifth, both teams with 5 team fouls here in the second half. I bet they would not mind getting into the bonus. Going to have a sub for Devin Epps because his shirt tail is not tucked in. Being very strict on that this year. Summers comes in, and now Epps is going to go right back in there. Givens dumps it down low. Now lost the ball. Trapped in the corner, and they have to give it up. Coming this way, Gordon, 3 from the right corner. Swish by Allen. Paul Allen with a 3, and Shelbyville leads. I'll make that Oakland leads by only 2. 4:34 to play. Oakland calls the timeout. 1 minute break for us. Can the Pats hold on? We'll see in just a moment.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. First Bank, where you matter most. Coming up is the Renaissance of Heating and Air postgame show. Huntington Air's Funeral Home scoreboard. Oakland girls lose by 10 tonight, 74-64. MTCS defeated Forest, 49-39. Oakland gets the ball down low, cutting through. And Devin Epps with his first basket tonight. Oakland needed that to stop the bleeding.
First points in the fourth quarter.
39-35. They get the ball down low. Shelbyville does off the left block. Ward. They have battled back. And they say that Smith, Emmanuel Smith, who's back in the game, stepped out of bounds. 12 turnovers for the Patriots. So Shelbyville can actually take a lead with a three. Got a long way to go in this game, 4 minutes. Well, this is what you see, what kind of team you're made of right here in a game like this. Hand check foul. Going to be called on Oakland. It's going to put near the bonus. Foul is on Epps, number two for him. 16 fouls, so the next Oakland foul will put Shelbyville at the line. Ward sets a pick for Gordon. Gordon now working the opposite way. Ward glides in there off the right block, and we're tied.
Well, they're kind of letting him go, and he's hurt us the last two trips down the floor.
Quickly down the floor, Oakland Oliver down the lane, missed the shot, and now a foul on the rebound is on Epps. That's his third. So we're going to head to the other end and give Shelbyville a chance to take their first lead in this game that I can recall. Oakland led 13-7 at the end of the first, 25-17 at halftime, 37-28 at the end of the third.
And our sign just fell. And
did it? Sure did.
Hope nobody was underneath there.
I don't think so. Only scored 2 points here in this final quarter. At the line, Braden Ward. A little shaken up on the play. He's going to shoot free throws, and this first one is good. So the Golden Eagles have taken their first lead, 40-39. This could give them a 2-point lead. Missed it. Rebound. Oakland has it. It's going to be a war from here on. Emmanuel Smith in the backcourt. Trots it across the timeline now. Plagued with fouls tonight. Playing with four right now. Drives, foul line. Slips down on the floor and lost the ball. There was some moisture on the floor or something there. So now Shelbyville, a 1-point lead in the ball. 3 minutes to play. Deep in the corner. Parsons has it. Flip it back to Allen. Anybody's ball game now. Parsons, right side, deep in the near corner, Allen. Bounce pass, turning, spinning. The jumper put up by Ward, no good. Rebound, Smith. Smith dumps it low. Brody Laws from the left side for the lay-in.
That's what Emmanuel Smith gets you. Good ball handling skills, sees the floor and found Laws wide open.
Oakland by one.
three. No, it was a pass underneath, broken up. Pass intended for Trey Rice. And there's Smith. That's another thing he does defensively all over the place.
Well, the fouls have just pretty much taken him out of the game. He just hasn't been able to do anything. And now he's kind of playing with a little more intensity and knowing that, you know, there's no tomorrow here in this game.
2:20 on the clock and rolling. Oakland leads 41-40. Parsons takes it far wing. That's left side. They're moving left to right. Bounces it back out front to Gordon. 2:05. Pick set. He rolls off of it, coming near side. Now Parsons for the long two. Missed the shot. Rebound tipped up. Smith has it. Tripped, and no foul called. Amazing. Shelbyville with the ball. Gordon in the corner. Now there's a reach-in foul called on Kyle Oliver. Well, at least there's one clean spot on the floor. Emmanuel Smith mopping it up out there. Minute 48 to play. Shelbyville at the line. Gordon missed it. Front of the rim. Brody Laws with the rebound. Tips it out. Oliver brings it down the floor. Emmanuel Smith driving baseline. And a blocking foul on Parsons.
Well, every time the whistle blows and you've got Emmanuel Smith either with the ball or playing defense, you kind of hold your breath.
Well, they really need him. And Shelbyville is going to take a timeout. So will we. A minute 40 to play in the game. Shelbyville leads, or trails rather, 41-40. Oakland leads 41-40.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
All right, listen up. You've had a good practice. We can't let up now.
This is the game that counts. We're coming off a trip to the state finals.
We're not about to let this streak end here.
And when we win,
we're going to have Sir Pizza waiting for us in the locker room.
Now get up there and finish strong.
Yeah!
Hey, where are you going? Feels that way.
You shouldn't have mentioned Sir Pizza.
Get your game face on and head over to Sir Pizza. With three Murfreesboro locations on East Main, South Church and Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and SportsCom. Go Square Slices!
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland to toss in. Devin Epps standing on the end line to Brody Laws. Pass out front to Emmanuel Smith. Oakland leads by one with a minute 35 to play. Epps trapped in the corner to Gibbons. Now Epps gets it back. Here comes the double team. Got to get rid of it. And they say timeout, Oakland. Good job there by Mike Wright. A break. We'll be right back. 30 seconds. Oakland still leads by one. Oakland has the ball.
Hello and happy holiday greetings from your friends here at Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home on South Church Street in Murfreesboro. At Jennings and Ayers, we know about the importance of getting together as a family to enjoy the holidays. Reconnecting with loved ones is important. That's why at Jennings and Ayers, our family has been serving your family's funeral needs for over a century, because we understand. We hope you will enjoy the season while remembering the reason. Thank you for allowing us to connect with your family through the years. Happy holidays to your family from our family at Jennings and Ayers.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Preps Course on WGNS brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Bruce Sane Drugstore. Brian?
41-40, Oakland with the ball and the one-point lead, a minute 25 to go. Oakland with the ball in the backcourt. Epps passes it up to Emmanuel Smith. Smith is going to be pushed by Allen. And that should put Oakland at the line.
In the bonus now, and you've got to hit free throws. Simple as that. You have a one-point lead.
Well, and as you said, that first one is the biggie. You got to get the first one to get the second. And Emmanuel Smith toes the line. Two dribbles, a spin of the basketball, another two for good luck, another spin, another dribble to the side, make it two. Another spin of the basketball, shot it and missed it. So, Shelbyville will have it. Length of the floor to go.
Kind of think he almost took too long on that free throw, didn't he? Another extra dribble or two. And got to get a rhythm, you know.
Pressure situation there for the sophomore. Didn't come through on the free throw. Now Oakland got to play defense. Parsons, foul line, dumps it out. Far side, Allen. Back out front, Gordon. Clock at 1 minute, right now. Gordon fakes right, goes left. Now gives it up, outside to Allen. 53 seconds. Parsons cuts through at the foul line, dumps it out far side. Now in the corner, it's Hale, the long two. Bounces twice, won't go. Rebound, put back, this won't go. Brody Laws fights for it, pushes it out to Givens. Now to Epps with 37 seconds. He's in the backcourt to Smith. Smith crosses the timeline. Givens has it. To Brody Laws, back to Givens with 30 seconds. Back outside, they've got a foul, and they mug Epps at the foul, or at the midcourt stripe. Boy, we dodged not one, not two, but about 15 bullets there.
Like a bunch of bees going after some honey right there.
Devin Epps at the line for 1-1. Sure would love to have both of them. Does that put you up by three? They've got to get that first to get the second. Epps missed it. Rebound, Shelbyville. Giving them every opportunity. 26 seconds for the Eagles. 20 seconds. Crossing the timeline now. And Shelbyville takes the timeout. So will we. 19 seconds to play. We'll take 30 seconds and be right back. Oakland leads 41-40 on State Farm Prep Basketball with only 19 ticks to go.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Do you value life? Life insurance, that is. When you buy your life insurance from us through Auto Owners Insurance, we'll save you money with premium discounts on your car and homeowners coverage. We're specialists in insuring people and the things people own. Come to us about life. No problem life protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Join us for the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. each Saturday morning. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
Shelbyville will have the ball. They will inbound on the near sideline, I think. Nope, far sideline. Moving left to right on their side of the floor. 19 seconds to go. They trail by one.
Don't want them to let it get easy when they've got 19 seconds. Plenty of time for them to work out a very nice ball movement, but got to protect inside.
Parsons to inbound. Gets it to Gordon with 16 seconds. Backs it out. Now drives in. Dumps it out to Allen. Fadeaway jumper with 9 seconds. Missed. Rebound Epps for Oakland. And then a foul on Shelbyville with 6.2.
That was a good call because it could have very easily been walking on Smith, but he saw him get pushed. Allen pushed him, and now you got to hit free throws. You still 6.2 seconds left, still plenty of time for them to come up the floor and get a basket. Got to hit one of these.
It'd make me feel a lot better if you hit those, just because that gives you a three-point lead if you can hit both of them. Oakland leads by one, 6.2 on the clock. At the line. Devin Epps shot it, got it. 3 points for Devin. That may be the biggest basket of the game. He'll have another attempt. Oakland leads by two. This one is up and no good. Rebound, Hale. They've got 4 seconds with three. Hale down the floor with two, with one from the foul line. Bounces, won't go. Oakland wins. Patriots win it 42-40. 42-40, Patriots hold on to win this one tonight. Nice win for Mike Wright on the road here at Shelbyville. The Patriots get their third win of the season. We'll take a break, come back, and it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show coming up next on WGNS, AM/FM online, as well at GoPrimetimeSports.com.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050. We'll go the extra mile.